Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. STC presents Matthew Hayti's Ever Falling Flight March 3-13. Sudbury playwright Matthew Hayti will see his play Ever Falling Flight produced by Sudbury Theatre Centre March 3-13. Théâtre du Nouvel Ontario is also producing the play in French as Aéroporté in April. Scroll further down in the calendar for details. Dashing through increasingly strange ports of call with her, trusty navigator Fred, our hero takes to the skies in this comic fantasy inspired by the final, mysterious flight of Amelia Earhart and her famous 1937 record-breaking round-the-world trip. Visit sudburytheatre.com for tickets. Center Club Dodge Door de la Vallée March Activities Mondays, exercises at 9:30 a.m., knitting from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., music jam session 1 to 3 p.m., Tuesdays, line dancing from 10 to 11:30 a.m., Jeu de pochettes 1 to 3:30, Wednesdays, yoga from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m., montage and papier from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also carpentry Monday to Wednesday from 9 a.m. to noon. Visit the club's Facebook page for more information. Sudbury Performance Group presents the Northern Arts Festival. Sudbury Performance Group's third edition of the Northern Arts Festival will once again be providing audiences with nightly entertainment from musicians from across the city. Each night, the group will be holding pop-up concerts in venues across Greater Sudbury, including the outskirts. Upcoming performers include Mr. YMB, March 3, Skylark, March 5, Johnny Rock, March 10, and 21, March 12. More specific show information is available here. Art Gallery of Sudbury call for artist submissions March 4 deadline. The Art Gallery of Sudbury invites emerging and established artists living in Ontario to submit artwork for jury consideration in a new juried multimedia exhibition. Artists are invited to submit one recent, original, new work for jurying that will riff off the theme, Is This Real Life? Submissions should be original works of art created during the pandemic period, that is, in the past 2 years, after January 1, 2020. Submission deadline is March 4 at 5 p.m. Learn more on the Art Gallery's website. L'Arche Sudbury Fish Fridays March 4 to April 15. L'Arche Sudbury, a local nonprofit that works with people with intellectual disabilities, has announced they will be bringing back their beloved Fish Fridays, in partnership with Herbert Fisheries. L'Arche Sudbury will be receiving half of all sales from the meal combo, priced at $27, that includes 4 pieces of fish, a small fry, coleslaw, and tartar sauce. The event runs from Friday, March 4 to April 15 and meal tickets need to be purchased by the Wednesday before the day of pickup. To purchase your meals and schedule a time to pick up your meal, click here. DaBaby at Sudbury Community Arena tickets on sale March 4. DaBaby plays the Sudbury Community Arena May 20. Tickets go on sale online on March 4 at 8 a.m. at www.greatersudbury.ca/tickets. You can purchase tickets in person at the Sudbury Community Arena and by phone at 705-671-3000 beginning at 9 a.m. La Slague presents La Vallée des Avilés, Big Franco-Ontarian Comedy Night. Event cancelled due to delays in the completion of Place des Arts. La Slague has announced that this event, which was to take place March 5, has been cancelled. Rescheduling TBD. Tickets will be refunded. Learn more on La Slague's website. Celebrate Women Fundraiser March 5. CFUW Sudbury has again partnered with the YWCA and the Women's Legal, Education and Action Fund, LEAF, to raise much-needed funds to assist women and girls in the Sudbury area with the 26th Annual Celebrate Women event, set for 10 a.m. March 5. This year's event will be virtual. Author and lifestyle pioneer Debbie Travis will speak about her recent book, Joy, Lessons from a Tuscan Villa. Tickets cost $20 each. Details for registering or for purchasing a book can be found at cfuwsudbury.com. Sudbury Women's Center presents Feel Good Fest March 10-13 in honor of International Women's Day, March 8. Sudbury Women's Center presents Feel Good Fest, encouraging women to feed their mind, body and soul through fun take-home kits and virtual learning sessions. Events raise awareness and funds for SWC. purchase feel-good kits and delicious goodies, take part in sessions including mindful eating, yoga and music therapy. For a full calendar of events and more information, visit www.sudburywc.ca/feelgood. Sudbury Performance Group presents the Rocky Horror Show March 10-19 in this cult classic. Sweethearts Brad and Janet, stuck with a flat tire during a storm, discover the eerie mansion of Dr. Frank N. Furter. As their innocence is lost, Brad and Janet meet a houseful of wild characters, including a rocking biker and a creepy butler. Through elaborate dances and rock songs, Frank N. Furter unveils his latest creation, a muscular man named Rocky. Fran N. Furter and his motley crew did the Time Warp on Broadway in a 25th anniversary revival. Complete with sass from the audience, cascading toilet paper, and an array of other audience participation props, this deliberately kitschy rock and roll sci-fi gothic musical is more fun than ever. Runs March 10-19 at Thornlow University's Theatre. Purchase tickets on SPG's website. Laurentian Relay for Life March 11-12. The 8th annual Laurentian Relay for Life takes place March 11-12, raising awareness and funds in support of the battle against cancer. The Laurentian Relay for Life will be preceded by a virtual hope ceremony March 6, honoring cancer survivors, those living cancer-free or those living with the disease. To stay informed and register for the hope ceremony or Relay for Life campus event, all are encouraged to follow Laurentian Relay for Life's Instagram and Facebook pages. Sudbury Theatre Centre Camps PA Day March 11th and March Break March 14-18. Exploration and fun are the keywords for Sudbury Theatre Centre upcoming PA Day, March 11th, and March Break, March 14-18, camps. The programs include collaborative activities and games designed to build imagination, confidence, and creative expression. PA Day Camp costs $60, March Break Camp $260. For more information, including registration forms, visit sudburytheatre.com/youth. TNO presents T. Jean de Partu, Francophone Children's Play. March 12th TNO season starts with the children's play T. Jean de Partu, a production from Vox Théâtre. Franco-Ontarian author Marie Tay Morin revisits the adventures of a traditional Canadian tale character who no longer needs to be introduced. This same character has his origins in France and has traveled through the Francophone imagination on all continents for several decades. It is in fact T. Jean's identity, a bold Francophone from a modest background, that gives him the gift of blending into a multitude of accents and evolving perpetually according to the great oral tradition used by all the peoples of this world who share French as their language. Show runs at Collège Boréal 10:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. on March 12. Purchase tickets here. Tampon Tuesday until March 15. United Way Centrade Northeast Ontario, Nord-Est de l'Ontario, UWCNEO, in partnership with the Sudbury and District Labour Council, invite you to be part of the 6th Annual Tampon Tuesday initiative, taking place throughout the community until March 15. Donate period products to those in need. All donations collected from Tampon Tuesday will be distributed locally to organizations supporting vulnerable clients in our community. Full donation drop-off info available at uwcneo.com, or by email at k.cockburn@uwcneo.com. Greater Sudbury Public Library presents magician Chris Pillsworth, virtual event, March 17. Enjoy some magic with the highly acclaimed Chris Pillsworth in this March Break show presented by Greater Sudbury Public Library. Event runs virtually 1-2 p.m. March 17. Register to receive the Zoom link. Laurentian University Annual Sci Art Poetry Contest March 20 submission deadline. This contest is a unique opportunity for writers to play and explore the connections between poetry and science. Four categories: elementary school, grades 1-6, intermediate and secondary school, grades 7-12, post-secondary students, college and university, and community members. All poets must currently reside within the city limits of Greater Sudbury. No fee for entering the contest. Poems may be submitted in French or English. Deadline submission March 20 at noon. Poems must be emailed to lulshipoetry@laurentian.ca. Performance by comedian Casey Corbin. March 25, award-winning comedian Casey Corbin hosts the Sudbury Comedy Showcase March 25 at 7:30 p.m. at the Northbury Hotel and Convention Center on Brady Street. Originally from the Ottawa Valley, Casey Corbin has accomplished plenty in his comedy career, including an hour special on the Comedy Network, Casey Corbin Comedy Uncensored, and a half-hour special that aired on CTV's Comedy Now. He's also been seen on CBC's Halifax Comedy Fest and Comedy at Club 54. But that was a long time ago. He's a regular on SiriusXM Canada Laughs and has been heard on CBC Radio on Laugh Out Loud. He has performed at the 25th anniversary of Just for Laughs and has toured with them, supporting Harland Williams on his 2005 Tasty Treats tour. Individual show tickets are $25 each and VIP tables are also available. Tickets and tables can be purchased online at www.derekyoungmarketing.com. Sudbury Performance Group presents dinner theater shows March 25-26, catch performances of Who's in Bed with the Butler, and Things My Mother Taught Me March 25-26 at the Ukrainian National Federation Hall. In Who's in Bed with the Butler, a California billionaire has bequeathed all of his assets to his only daughter, Constance, except the $22 million yacht he wanted Josephine to have, a $25 million art collection left to Renee, and some priceless antique automobiles willed to Marjorie. Constance arrives at her father's mansion with her lawyer, determined to find out who these women are and to buy them off, or contest the will. In Things My Mother Taught Me, Olivia and Gabe are moving into their first apartment together. They've just packed up all of their belongings and driven halfway across the country to start a new life together in Chicago. Their moving day doesn't go exactly as planned, though, and things become slightly more complicated when all of their parents show up to help. Can a two-bedroom apartment contain all of the love, laughs, worry, and wisdom that's about to happen? Purchase tickets on Sudbury Performance Group's website. Cinefest Sudbury screening of After Young, March 30. Cinefest Sudbury holds a red carpet patron program screening of the film After Young at 7 p.m. March 30 at Silver City Sudbury. When his young daughter's beloved companion, an android named Young, malfunctions, Jake, Colin Farrell, searches for a way to repair him. In the process, Jake discovers the life that has been passing in front of him, reconnecting with his wife, Jodie Turner Smith, and daughter across a distance he didn't know was there. Purchase tickets on Cinefest's website. TNO presents Aeroporte April 7-9 production highlights the story of Amelia Earhart. Fantasy, comedy and philosophical fable come together in this imaginary journey that plumbs the depths of memory that lives beyond death. In Aeroporte, the visions of two Sudbury playwrights intersect in Miriam Cusson's French translation of local playwright Matthew Hayde's original English play, entitled, Everfalling Flight, which runs at STC March 3-13, see above. Enjoy the opportunity to discover two unique visions of the same play. The TNO production of Aeroporte runs April 7-9 at Collège Boréal, including two performances with English subtitles. Tickets are pay what you can, with a maximum price of $40 each. Visit TNO's website for tickets. Community Volunteer Income Tax Program available until April 29. United Way Centrade Northeast Ontario, Nord-Est de l'Ontario, UWCNEO, in partnership with Canada Revenue Agency, is now offering the Virtual Community Volunteer Income Tax Program, CVIT, to help low-income earners file their taxes at zero cost. The virtual CVIT program is available from March 1 to April 29, 2022. Eligible clients may register online at uwcneo.com or by phone at 705-560-3330, ext. 210. Nori Gallery, now open downtown Sudbury, has a new art gallery. Nori Gallery opened recently at 76 Cedar Street. Nori Gallery currently features the works of owner Brian Nori along with T. Hammond. The premier exhibition offers a range of works that include the infusion of classical mediums with artificial intelligence, augmented reality, NFT and projection mapping. You're invited to book a guided tour of the gallery. Walk-ins welcomed on weekends. Country tribute show tickets now on sale for August 5th performance. A show billing itself as North America's number one country music tribute has announced it will play at the Caruso Club next summer. The Country Legends Tribute Tour comes to Sudbury August 5th. The show features the music of the biggest names on the country scene, including Keith Urban, Garth Brooks and the Zac Brown Band. The show provides support to Make-A-Wish Canada. Tickets can be purchased in advance here as well as at the door. Pierogies and Cabbage Rolls Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for curbside pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.